And we're back with KKLA 99.5 and the Worship Factory. I'm Kimpton Bryan with Rod Schreckengels and Monique Donnelly. And we are in our exposed section. And this is for all you college age students out there, junior high and college area. This is a special segment for you, so go to worshipfactory.net, check it out. In the meantime, John and Mariana want to talk a little bit more about what's happening with Carmen Twilley. John, what do you think there, son?
Thanks, Dad, and you're listening to 99.5 KKLA. This is the exposed section of Worship Factory, which is go to worshipfactory.net. You can check us all out, see what we're doing. We're trying to go out, get with the college kids, empower the college kids, and join together in a spiritual, faith-based way where we can kind of help and mentor and uplift each other.
Generation Y.
Generation Y.
Why?
And I don't know why, so don't ask me. But actually in studio with Monique, which I'm not even going to discuss what she did while we were off air, Mariana and Carmen Twilley. And, who's in the house?
How much money?
We're just having such a fun time with Carmen.
Too much fun.
Must be illegal, right? Is that what you say?
I think it must be.
Must be illegal. Know, oh, my gosh.
Anytime you're having that much fun. And,
you just
can't. Hit the flow.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we are just so inspired by you, particularly because you said earlier you dropped out of college, didn't you?
I didn't say that I dropped out of college, okay? I just kind of stopped going.
Decided to take a leave of absence.
She chose
a different direction.
What you trying to say? What you talking about?
No, but because of that, it's like, you know, with the market nowadays and the standards and everything going up there, and so, you know, college is supposed to be the thing.
And here it keeps coming back to God's will be done.
Yes, it will.
Whatever choices we make, mm-hmm. whether they're good or bad, God's will is going to be done. He'll and if we it. Submit ourselves unto him, that's what's going to pan out.
You know, an important thing, when I first came in, I did not know him. All right? Now, I like to say they wrapped my little self up in a blanket and took me to church. But I didn't meet him until I was 31. And then when I met him, my whole life changed.
Yeah.
Everything changed. My outlook, my motives, and everything.
Right. That's awesome.
You know, but I became a tithe payer before that. Yeah. So I was just paying tithes, and he was doing the wind of heaven.
God was blessing your obedience, even though there wasn't a relationship with him.
He honored his word.
Right.
You know, and I believe he'll do it for anyone.
Yeah.
So how do you, like, you know, pertaining to the college kids and everything, how do you feel about, you know, formal education, for example, when you go to school to be a musician or an artist? Or is it more of like just get out there and go? And
you know something, that's a very good question. And I'm going to tell you, like my mama told me, you get all the learning you can.
You wherever know, you can get it?
Yeah, well, you know, and also like if you're in him, I believe that I make my plans and he plans my steps. Mm. It's a very nice arrangement, you know, and sometimes I don't even like, you know, somewhat the steps, like the time I had a wreck with and tore off the bumper of my car. It wasn't even with another car. It was with a retaining wall. I was like, so I had to
like
do this today.
I would do.
Yeah, here's your
you
sign.
Know, but you know what, you guys? I don't know what he was setting me up for or saving me from.
It's
because
funny.
Why? Because he's God. And again, he's smart.
Sometimes you just can't imagine how, oh my gosh, I can't believe I got this way. And, you know, if it wasn't for that bumper that I, you know, then I wouldn't have gotten that job. And then I wouldn't have met that person. And then life wouldn't have been so perfect. You know.
Exactly. If somebody would have looked and called me a name or something.
Because that exists.
Then I start fighting.
Did you get the Circle of Life job because of your broken bumper?
Actually, when I broke my bumper, I had already had the Lion King thing. You know, it's like I was just trying to be supportive and to be nice and everything. And there I was, $1,000 later.
Well, God can use anything.
Yes,
I think it's the whole point.
The thing is that he's in charge.
Right.
And I trust him because he's not just some old anybody.
Yeah.
And also because the first thing he did with me was he turned my life around when I became a tithe payer. Oh, you guys, I have Chick Corea's Boosendorfer.
I have no clue what you just said.
I really hope that it's
all right, y'all. A Boosendorfer. Y'all stay in school here.
I need to stay in school. Where is that even from?
A Boosendorfer. That's a German piano. It's a very expensive piano.
Oh.
And I didn't have a dime. I was so broke I couldn't pay attention, and I ain't lying.
That sounds like something else that we're not. No. Yeah, that sounds like something else. but
Bissendorfer. Well, it's sitting in my living room, and that was the first miracle. God turned what was to be a demo into the final. And, you know, yeah, I'm going to go in and bust it out. The movie director, after my friends and I, Maxine Waters and Julia Tillman Waters, lay hands on that piano and claimed it for the service of the Lord, God turned the demo into the final and made the director of the movie like my voice better than Gladys Knight.
That's so awesome.
On my best day, I cannot out-sing no Gladys Knight. Let me say that very clearly, but that had nothing to do with it. It's because God said yes.
Right.
And let me have that piano. So it's like, and then just so he'd know that I knew it was him, I was broke as Job's turkey for like years and years and years. But I had that big piano. And that's the only furniture I had. A Bussendorfer.
That is awesome.
Oh, thank you, Gita.
Just learning so much today. This is 99.5 KKLA. You're listening to Worship Factory, worshipfactory.net. Go on there. Check us out. You'll see what Exposed is. This is the Exposed section. We're targeting the college crowd, the Y generation. And one of the
why
things.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, why not? Why? Because I'm P-A-R-T-Y, because I got it.
See, she's not just a pretty face. Smart.
No, she is smart. She speaks like four languages.
We would be lost without Mariana.
Exactly.
What do you speak?
English, Spanish, Portuguese, and French. So we're working on Italian right now, but it's tough.
Awesome.
So for all the college overachievers in the world, you can
all
get
the nerds, a place for you.
Yeah, nerds unite.
Yeah, yeah, nerds
definitely.
Unite. You and Mariana.
Can I get my geek squad out there?
You guys want to get on Xbox? Give me a call.
I'm going to go to school.
I want to ask you about the job market, because with us as artists, you know, not only am I a geek, but, you know, actors, singers, musicians, we got a whole group of people here. I want to ask you about being left with the short end of the stick. You know, like, we got no experience because we're, you know, some of us have very little experience because we're so young.
Right.
And you know, with everything happening lately with the economy and how it's so tough, even for the very experienced people to get jobs, I mean, what can you say to us, about...
I got good news for you.
Woo!
Our Father is not up in heaven wondering, oh my goodness, what am I going to do with the children? What are we going to do? The economy is bad. There are lack everywhere. Oh, Lord. No, he ain't doing that because he is the owner of everything, and there is no lack in him.
Right? Preach!
Not.
I love that.
I mean, and guys, honestly, I've got to tell you, the reason why I'm such a strong believer is because I am a Negro. I didn't have anything else. There was just nobody I could call that would do anything. They didn't care how good I sang or how poorly. There was just no.
Mm-hmm.
But he's true to his word.
And he makes a way.
And if you'll do his principles, I suggest that y'all read. Everybody, I did this once. Every day for maybe about 3 years, I read the Sermon on the Mount.
Ooh.
And then it becomes a way of life. When people make me mad, I want to beat them up. But I'm not allowed to retaliate because it says never repay evil for evil. Never, never, never. Mm-hmm. Bless those that curse you. Mm-hmm. So when somebody curses me, I want to beat them up. But what I do is I send them roses. 2 dozen white ones.
And then they start to think that those roses are poisoned with something.
Yeah. Just
no, keeping, why are they sending me roses?
I'm just
What's going
because
on?
He said bless, and when you bless, you give something.
Yeah.
It means you spend something. So I do something expensive when you make me mad.
Can you put thorns? Can you make sure they have thorns on them? I mean, what's the stipulation
and then I
of
say,
all this? I'm kind of curious.
Okay. Oh,
we
got
to start to make
that.
Carmen mad here. I want some roses.
Yeah.
I want
you don't
some
want no
red
white roses. You ain't going to get no red ones if you make me mad. You're going to only get white. But here's the thing, too. Forgiveness. Mm. This is one of the most important tools in your case, guys. You must forgive. Mm. And the reason why is in the Sermon on the Mount, it told me that if I don't, our Father will not hear my prayer.
Woo.
Now, Charon, I'm a Negro. I don't have the connections. I can't afford for him not to hear my prayers.
That's hardcore.
I just called out to him, you know, because I thought, you know, it was all over.
You got to have as many connections
as you can get. I
called
out to him, right? Well, I need him.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I promise you, he comes through. Him come true. Yeah. Every time.
I think there does need to be a place in our lives where we hit bottom and we realize we are not God. We cannot make this work. We are not talented enough. Mm-hmm. We are not smart enough. We are not gifted enough. Every good and perfect gift comes from the, you know, our Father. And it's keeping that relationship with our Father that opens doors and opportunities.
And you know what's the really ironic thing that just turns this whole thing into a huge circle is that sometimes your best work happens when you're at your lowest point. Mm.
Would that be the circle of life? There's my joke for the day.
Or the day we arrive. I'm so not going to
sing, Mama.
No way.
You were pretty good.
They're going right into it.
I fell into that.
That's awesome.
No, you can sing. Don't let anybody tell you what you can't do.
That's another thing, too. Don't let anyone tell
you. Guys, I'm a debutante. I'm just coming out.
That's a big word, John. Remember
that. I'm a debutante.
I already forgot it.
At this age, yes. In my life, I'm like sitting here wondering, what in the world is the Lord going to do? Because he promised me, your latter days shall be greater than your former. And I was like, whoa, what you going to do?
Dude.
Because I know you're going to do something. And it's like, I'm out there wondering, what is it going to be? But I know it's going to be.
You know what? Can I just say something? I love throughout this hour how scripture just kind of pops out of you. And that is an inspiration for me to know that you have that in you and it inspires you and it guides your thoughts. I want to be like
that. And it's not a Bible thumper kind of way of like, I'm going to give you a verse right now.
It's a walker.
Like, yeah. Walk in the walk.
Walk the walk. You don't have to know all that. Just do the stuff you do know.
That is awesome.
That's great. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks for listening to the Worship Factory Radio as a whole. Join us next Saturday. We'll be here every Saturday,
as
my dad and Rod and Monique all said at the beginning. So it's been a blessing.
Thank you, Carmen.
Having Carmen in
thank
studio.
You. Thank you so much. Yeah. I came to give, and all I did was receive.
This is 99.5 KKLA, and you're listening to Worship Factory.
This is Worship Factory KKLA 99.5 FM, and this is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreck and Gauss. Rod, what a blessing, Carmen Twilley.
Yeah, the listeners didn't get to hear the segment that we just heard, but you go to the website and we'll play that for you. It's a video, just an a cappella duet with Monique and Carmen that was just outstanding. So what a great guest. Wonderful time.
Wow. Stay tuned every Saturday, 7 o'clock, Worship Factory Radio on KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll talk to you next Saturday.